There's a reason why almost all seabirds in the world contain some plastic.
My family own a house on the cliff tops in South Devon in England, and we regularly used to have beachcombing expeditions, and we'd always have a treasure hunt on the beach, and we started to notice Lego washing up. And at the time, we didn't know where it was coming from. We were just intrigued because much of it was sea-themed.
Tracy Williams finding Lego treasures off the coast of Wales. Tiny plastic spear guns, miniature scuba gear, dragons, flippers, little plastic objects that floated ashore and weren't gobbled up by seabirds and turtles. Tracy told our friends at PRI's The World how, as a young woman, she set up a Facebook page, Legos Lost at Sea, where people can post their own washed-up Legos. And, of course, there's a story behind the marooned Lego pieces. American oceanographer Curtis Ebbesmeyer says most of them come from a shipping container lost at sea in 1997, and he's been following them ever since. Combing beaches, tracked the paths of rubber ducks, found messages in bottles, and even stumbled across the occasional human skeleton. He told us how it all began.
It was a container ship called the Tokyo Express, and she came out of the English Channel around Land's End. It was a 100-year storm, which the captain described as monstrous, and it tipped the ship back and forth about 90 degrees, which is enough to put the bridge in the water, and popped off 60 containers, one of which held 5 million individual little pieces of Lego.
And when was it clear that that was one of the pieces of cargo lost from this disaster?
Well, I operate a network of beachcombers worldwide, and first thing I got was an email from my friend Nick Dark, who was a playwright over in England, and he said, "Hey, Kurt, I got all these Legos washing up on my beach. What happened?" So I emailed the Lego company in Billund, Denmark, and they said, "Oh, yeah, we lost a container, and you'll be happy to know that they were all destined for marine adventure kits." We both chuckled and said, "I guess the ocean wanted some of its own."
So the pieces that didn't end up on the beaches of Cornwall, where would the ocean currents typically, and I guess it's hard to predict, but where would you say are other options for these Legos?
I would say they would go all the way around the North Atlantic. That only takes 3 years to go from Cornwall, say, down to Spain, over to Florida, and then up to North Carolina and back to Cornwall again. We're 17 years out, so that's enough time for a piece of Lego to drift 43,000 miles. Some of the Lego is going to go up past Norway and across the top of Siberia, down through Bering Strait and over to Japan, and from there come over to my neck of the woods here in Seattle. And that journey only takes about 12 years, so there's probably some Lego in the North Pacific.
Of course, it is also the case that little pieces of plastic are a threat to marine life, right?
Yeah, Wes, one of the lessons, John, here is that one container, though it's only one of hundreds that fall overboard, one holds 5 million pieces of Lego slash bird food. So it's just another little reason why every bird flying overhead has plastic in its stomach.
Wow, that's, you know, not a pleasant thought, but it is surely the case and one of the legacies of human beings on this planet.
Yes, it is. I think just as we think of the Romans with lead pipes, we'll be called the plastic people.
We're already called the plastic people, that's for sure. How does your expertise apply to something like the first Malaysian plane downing?
I would guess that debris is going to wash up on the west coast of Australia. That's about roughly 1,000 miles from where they're searching. Flotsam drifts at 7 miles a day, so that turned out to be about 150 days. And that's about now. I would guess that some of the wreckage, if the plane did go in the water, would be washing up in Western Australia. So at some point, we're going to find wreckage. It's just a matter of time.
Curtis Ebbesmeyer is an American oceanographer tracking Legos and everything else that might be in the oceans floating around. Curtis, thanks so much.
John, it's been a pleasure.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.